Track 2, the Norfolk pit stop on the amazing Bird Superhighway. Sites such as RSPB Titchwell Marsh and Snettersham on the North Norfolk coast play a crucial role on one of the major global bird migration routes, and there are hopes that the area around the Wash could become a UNESCO World Heritage Site, alongside the Great Barrier Reef and the Galapagos Islands.
A flyway is a major migratory route used by birds to move between their breeding grounds and the places where they spend the winter. Several of these flyways, or superhighways for migratory birds, exist around the world. The East Atlantic Flyway, which incorporates the coastline of East Anglia, is one of a few major global bird migration routes. It stretches from the tip of South Africa right through to the Arctic Circle. For coastal birds, such as wading birds, the route flows up the west coast of Africa, around Spain, Portugal and France. On reaching the UK, the flyway then splits several ways. One lane heading up through Iceland to Greenland and Arctic Canada, one to Scandinavia and another to Siberia. The flyway comprises at least 75 countries and is used by 90 million birds from at least 297 different species. The habitats on the East Atlantic Flyway, such as wetlands, salt marsh and mudflats, are of global importance for migrating birds. Here in England, the 170,000 hectares of the English East Coast Wetlands Network are a key part of the flyway. They are so globally important that last year they were added to the UK shortlist for World Heritage Sites. In total, the East Coast Wetlands are the same size as two New York cities and cover some 800 miles from the Thames through to the Humber. Among others, sites such as RSPB Titchwell Marsh and Snettersham on the North Norfolk coast play a crucial role. These migratory routes are used by many different types of birds, including wading birds and other water birds such as black-tailed godwit, dunlin, and a wide range of duck and goose species, and are likely to have been used for generations. They are much like aeroplane flight paths, with designated stopovers for refueling. Not all birds using the East Anglian Flyway will fly the entire distance from Africa through to the Arctic. Different species will use different sections of the route, some travelling further than others. The Arctic Terns, which use the East Atlantic Flyway, make one of the longest journeys along the route, from northern European breeding sites to beyond the tip of southern Africa and as far as Antarctic waters. An amazing and mind-boggling feat. Along the route are a number of pit stops that are vitally important resting and feeding grounds for the birds. One such pit stop in the East Coast Wetlands Network is the Wash, the largest estuary in Britain, spanning 20 kilometres across and 30 kilometres in length. The vast expanse of mudflat is covered twice daily by the North Sea and is surrounded by sandy and shingle beaches, salt marshes and hidden lagoons. The Wash and its surrounding area is a haven for weary bird travellers. The receding tide uncovers a veritable buffet of highly nutritious morsels. The mud contains an abundant source of marine worms, shellfish, and small fish. The surrounding salt marsh provides further feeding opportunities, as well as a comfortable and safe resting and roosting space. Several RSPB reserves in this area are major pit stops. Wetlands such as the Titchwell Marsh and Snettersham in Norfolk, the Frampton Marsh and the Fryston Shore in Lincolnshire all hug the coast or the edge of the Wash itself. Tens of thousands of wading birds, geese and ducks can be seen on these wetlands throughout the autumn and winter. Alongside being a pit stop, the Wash and the surrounding East Coast Wetlands area holds up to 400,000 wading birds, ducks and geese over the winter. That's more than any other estuary in the UK. The area also hosts the largest common seal colonies in the UK, with the sandbanks littered with baby seals during pupping season, and some grey seals too. The Wash is surrounded by salt marsh, a vital soft sea defence. The vegetation on the edge acts as a buffer, breaking the force of the incoming tide and reducing the chances of seawalls breaching, leading to flooding. It also decreases the pace of the incoming water, slowing the flow as it returns to the sea. Salt marsh also plays its part in combating climate change, burying carbon deep underneath the layers of sediment, which can remain locked away for centuries. Carbon capture and sequestration on salt marsh occurs through CO2 being removed from the atmosphere by plant growth. It's believed that 1 hectare of salt marsh can store 2 tons of carbon. In recognition of its global importance to people, place and wildlife, the WASH was recently backed by the UK government as part of the English East Coast Wetlands Potential UNESCO World Heritage Site, putting it among some of the planet's most important places for nature, like the Great Barrier Reef and the Galapagos Islands. Bird migration is centred around the seasonal availability of food and suitable habitats. The far northern winter is too harsh to provide enough food, so birds must travel to places they know have what they need. The WASH and the surrounding area is just the ticket. With the vast expanse of mudflats and salt marshes, plus the additional areas of wet grassland, there's everything these birds need. From July onwards, the influx of birds is notable. It begins with a trickle, a few wading birds travelling through, dropping in for a rest and to feed up. Wading birds such as ruff, which do not breed here, are suddenly seen in sometimes quite large numbers on East Coast wetland sites. They will hang around feeding and replacing valuable calories lost while flying, before making their move on further south. They and a number of other species may make several stops on other wetlands areas in the East Atlantic Flyway. Places such as the Wadden SeaWorld Heritage Site at the heart of the Flyway see many thousands of birds on migratory routes, as do sites such as Bank Darguin in Mauritania and the Bijagos Archipelago in Guinea-Bissau, as birds continue to move further south. While many birds will stop at the WASH to feed for short periods, many wading birds and wildfowl arrive in the area to undertake their annual molt. Post-breeding birds molt their breeding plumage and their old worn flight feathers, regrowing a complete new set in readiness for the next 12 months. The molt process requires a lot of energy and takes several weeks to complete. The WASH is a safe space and a high-quality feeding area, just the right place for birds to undertake this process. Moving through August, this trickle quickly ramps up. Greater numbers and species of birds appear and stay. Knot and other wading birds such as Dunlin and Black-tailed Godwit will rapidly increase in numbers and can be seen daily on wetland areas. In September, ducks such as Widgeon, Teal and Pintail start to appear. Brent geese will start to arrive in quite large numbers from mid-September, alongside other geese such as the pink-footed. These winter arrivals seek refuge from the harsher northern winter and find our climate balmy in comparison. The dark-bellied population of Brent geese spending the winter on the East Coast wetlands will have bred all the way in Arctic Russia. Brent geese, as with all geese and swans, are long-lived birds, the eldest known to be over 28 years old. Their knowledge of places stays with them and is passed down through generations. The geese arriving on our shores this autumn will have ancestors who did the same decades or maybe even centuries ago.